Well, then you'd call, if you grew tobacco, say, as a tobacco farmer for profit, you would call the areas where you would grow it in the field patches then, would you?
No.
So patches would be sort of determined by area, by being small areas.
Yes. Yes, and I guess close to the house.
Oh, I see. What do you call, do you have different names for sizes of fields? I'm sure there's something like the amount of area that the field covers would determine what you'd call it.
No, they do it in some places like the back 40 and this and the other, but with us, it was always, we had our fields named.
Oh, you did?
We had them all named. We had one field east of the house we called South Carolina.
You did?
And one northeast of the house we called North Carolina. And had one north of the house was Tennessee, and one more than a half mile from the house on the west, that was Alabama. So anytime that we went to the field, we'd tell our mother which field we'd be working in that day. So if anything came up, you know, she'd know exactly where we were.
Oh, my goodness. Did people do this, or was this kind of peculiar to your family?
Well, our farm was arranged so that easily. That was just, it just worked beautifully that way.
Kind of a family joke in a way, too. What do you call, we're back to the kitchen again, I'm afraid. We're off the farm. What is the word that, I think women use it probably more than men, in referring to the dishes that they would use, say, for company, and usually it's the kind of dishes that are more expensive than the ones that you would use every day.
There was a name for it, all right. I don't think it was called company dishes, but I can't remember now just what it was.
Now, I think maybe the word that I'm thinking of is when you buy, for example, buy a brand name, it would say Lenox something on it.
Lenox Square?
No, let's see, Lenox or Wedgwood or whoever the name of the company is, and then another word that women use.